At JB Skin Savvy, we believe that each woman and skin is uniquely beautiful. In honor of International Women's Day, we connected with five women of various backgrounds and ages to learn about their skin journeys. In these episodes, we go skin deep on topics such as aging, what makes them feel beautiful in their own skin, what their definition of beauty is, and more. Because to us, every skin has a story to tell. So I am absolutely thrilled to be here with Cassel today, and we're going to talk about her skin, the story behind her skin. Just a little bit about a little bit more about Cassel before I get started. She is 40 years old. She is a wife and a mother, but also a fierce entrepreneur. She has multiple clothing boutiques around town. And basically, Cassel moved here from Malaysia when she was 19 years old, fell in love, and looks like she never left. So she loves interior decor, Japanese cuisine, and she loves her daughter, who is almost 1 year old. Together today, we are going to talk and explore the subject of the skin journey and her skin story. So without further ado, Cassel's story. Hi, how are you?
Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure to have you here with us. And so I'm kind of curious about your skin, especially growing up, because you were in Malaysia. And I'm curious if there was certain ways that the women there maybe take care of their skin, or how you grew up. Maybe your mother did certain, you know, different rituals with her skin and her beauty routine. So I'm curious if there was anything from there that's particular and maybe part of your heritage.
Yeah, like in Asia, because it's so hot that people try to stay away from the sun because they're told that, you know, the sun is bad for your skin. And so they put a lot of sunblock, a lot. And like my mom growing up, like she would cover, use umbrella when she's walking outdoors. She would avoid the sun at all like time. So it's, you know, it's a culture thing that people would never want to get tan. It's very different from North America. And so, yeah, coming to Canada, you know, now like I kind of like getting some suntan, and sometimes my mom, she can never understand, like, yeah.
Okay, so sun care is a big thing. Yes. There and is there, so there is a lot of attention that is you know, skin focused, I guess. Yes. When it comes to the beauty world or the beauty industry over there. So your mom would have instilled that very young. Like, do you remember moments of your mom, you know, teaching you to put sunscreen on and protect your skin?
Yeah, like she would kind of you know, as I grew up, like my mom would always, you know, say stay away from the sun and, you know, protect your skin, and especially sunblock. I think it's what I remember her, like, you know, always use a lot of like sunblock to protect the skin and moisturize. And yeah, like,
would that mean that you started taking care of your skin at a really young age?
Well, since it's such a hot country, like, you know, it's very humid in Malaysia, so usually what, as growing up, the skincare is all about, you know, having a clean and wash, a lot of cleanse, you know, because you get, your skin get oily and with the humidity. So a lot of cleansing. And that's the, what we, you know, tried like as a teenager, because I came to Canada when I was 19. So as a teenager, like, which cleanser do you use? And that's a big thing.
Interesting. Well, that's good, because if you're putting a lot of sunscreen on, you then want to make sure it's removed really well.
Yes.
Did you ever experience any skin issues yourself when you were younger? Did you ever struggle with acne or anything at all?
I think like teenage years, I remember in high school, you know, pimples, like the stage of you get pimples on your skin, and that's like the embarrassing moment. And at school, you can put, like, you can't really put any like cover up or makeup at all, so you kind of have to just go to school with, if you have a lot of pimples on your, like, I had to go through that stage where, you know, going to school with a lot of pimples on my face is embarrassing, and you kind of have to just live through that stage. Yeah, that was you know, a stage that I felt kind of embarrassed being at school.
And so you said because you're not allowed to wear makeup at school, so would that mean that other classmates also had skin issues? So yeah. Is that better or worse? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess it's just something that everybody went through at, you know, like at school, that nobody could use makeup. So we all kind of have to go through that stage, but still, like, it's on your face. You still feel, you know, when you have like this big pimple on your skin, you just feel like, oh, you know, you wish you could cover it up somehow or make it disappear. That's why we, you know, try to use a good cleansing and good products to really take care of our skin to, you know, to help. Like,
Oh, that's so interesting. Was there ever moments in your life, specific moments, good or less good, where all of a sudden you thought of your skin, let's say, a different way than you did before?
I think like now I kind of just embrace what, you know, that my skin is. It's like just however my skin turns, like I just try to embrace it and feel good in it. Of course, like when I was younger, I tried to, you know, I tried to like go to bronzage sometime to get a tan. I tried to do a lot of more artificial things to make my skin like look good. I think as I get older, I just embrace it, like try to feel natural, try to feel like myself. And I think as I get older, I also feel better in my own skin. It's just, you have more confidence, I guess, in yourself that, you don't, you know, you don't feel like you need a lot of the extra stuff to feel good.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And let's speak about when you came to Canada. Let's talk. You came directly to Montreal, if
in the middle of the winter.
I want to hear about how you adjusted to the Montreal Canadian winter coming from Malaysia. That must have been such a switch. How did you live that? How did your skin live that? And how did you adapt or make the proper changes to make sure that, you know, your skin wasn't probably very dry and sensitive during the cold winter months?
So yeah, it took a while for me to adapt and understand, you know, what's going on, because I was like, that's the first time I've experienced a real winter from a tropical country. So yeah, it took like some experience, like, you know, when your skin is so dry that it kind of have cracks in your skin. And so you start to realize, okay, there's something that needs to be done. You know, it's the moisturize is a big word that I've learned, that is about like moisturize. It's all you have to do to your skin to, you know, protect it. And also winter, like in general, I guess, like your body needs more, like drink more water and, you know, keep like more fluid in your body, and how to take care of it. It's just all the little tips, I think, that I've learned to live here.
And did you have to stop cleansing as much? Because was that drying your skin a little bit, or?
Yeah, I think the cleansing, it's true that, you know, it's less like the highlight of the skin routine. It's more about putting, like re-putting like moisturizer and, you know, all over the body to lotions. It's kind of the opposite of where I come from. I think, it's quite a switch.
Yes, I'd imagine. And so you're a mother, you have a daughter, and I'm curious how you, well, first of all, do you have maybe some skincare moments with her? Is there, you know, you talked about your mom and sunblock. What is your relationship with your daughter in terms of skincare?
Every day, like pretty much every day. It's winter time, so I put lotion on her, like on her face, on all of her body, and I would say moisturize. That's our little moment, and literally every day we do that, like at least twice a day. And so I think she now knows the word moisturize. Like,
oh, that's so cute. And what about, you know, there's a lot of beauty standards and things like that in the industry. And we're seeing a bit of a switch now, like people are embracing more flaws, as they call them, and normalizing some things such as acne and things like that. So is that on your mind as a mother to make sure, like, do you have anything on your mind in terms of how you, let's say, you know, how you will want her to feel in regards to her own skin and her own beauty and stuff? Is that something that you think about as you're raising her?
Yes, I think it definitely, you know, it's something that I would, because I went through the stage of, you know, being a teenager, being a young woman that go through all that. So I think I want to be by her side to give her, you know, tips and tricks to also make her feel confident about herself. Because I think confidence is a big thing in when dealing with our skin and all that and ourself too. So I think, you know, I would want to be by her side, just like helping her, giving her some guidance and advice and, you know, as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, because you did live some things, like let's say some acne things in your teenage years, you can relate if ever she goes through that. So that's beautiful. I'm curious, what would you say makes you feel good in your own skin, let's say today?
I love the feeling of when my skin feel like clean and fresh, and that's like the best feeling, you know, when it just feel like, that's why summertime is a little harder because you go outside, it's like super humid and but the feeling of like a fresh, clean skin, that's like the best, one of the best feeling.
I love that. And if you were to describe your skin in one word, what do you think it would be and why?
I think sensitive. My skin, I think it's quite sensitive. I don't know if it's because upbringing that it may, or maybe it's just my heritage, you know, by being an Asian, like the skin, you know, it just react easily with climates. If I go to somewhere hot and cold, it reacts quickly. So yeah, I think maybe sensitive would be the word.
Mm-hmm. And if let's say we were to talk about your skin today compared to let's say 10 years ago, is there a difference on how you would describe your skin or yourself, let's say? And also, how does that make you feel in terms of aging? Do you have reservations? Are you excited to age? It could be anything, but I'm curious in terms of your views on aging in general.
I think like as I age, as I get older, the confidence is a big thing that, you know, I feel I've gained to, you know, have my skin how it is and just go through the stages, like embrace it. It's in embrace every step that we go through in life. And I think that is what I didn't have maybe like 10 years, 20 years ago. 10 years, 20 years ago, I would have this perfect picture of what a beautiful woman should look like. And I want to be that. And today it's just, you know, you embrace of yourself and from the inside to out. And that's what I think the difference would be.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Is there certain emotions that come to mind when you think of your skin?
I think a lot of it would be my background, like, you know, growing up as an Asian woman. The skin is, that's kind of, it's, you know, for example, just like going out for a drink with friends. One glass of wine, my skin turned red completely just after a glass of wine. And right away, I'm reminded myself, okay, you know, I'm Asian and that's just my skin. That's just how it reacts. And yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious, what is the most important thing or step or feeling or anything about your skincare routine?
Every day, like the most important is like moisturize and cleanse. Like that's kind of the most important step. And pretty much, I think, the basics. So it's what I, you know, would not skip every day and take care of my skin and moisturize the most I can.
Mm-hmm. So every day you take the time to do your skincare routine.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes I forget the moisturizer at night, but I try to remember it, you know, like every couple of days.
Amazing. And I'm curious, what would you say your definition of beauty or beautiful skin is?
To me, I think that's just, it comes from inside a lot. I think it's a lot from how you feel inside. And if you feel good inside, it naturally just would make outside, I don't know, like feel good, look good. It's coming a lot from the inside. And I think a beautiful skin, it's when, you know, you truly feel good from the inside and it just naturally have this glow from the outside, I guess.
That's beautiful. So we're doing this in honor of Women's Day. And I would like to know, what does Women's Day represent to you?
To me, Women's Days represent, it's like a reminder for all of us that all the women were strong. we're here to help each other and lift each other up. And I think we still have a lot of work to do to be, you know, equal completely in this world. But I think we're getting there slowly but surely. And together, you know, everything is achievable.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the conversation today. And thanks again for being part of this with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.